Student life at Pius the Tenth. That's what we're going to be focused on now on the Heartland Tour. Go Bolts!
Yep, Lucy Willis is our first student that we get to talk to. Good morning, Lucy. Tell us what grade you're in and what you're involved in.
Good morning. I'm in 12th grade. I'm a senior here, and I'm involved in student council and campus ministry.
What do you love about campus ministry?
I love that it's a chance to live out your Catholic faith and encourage other students to do the same. We plan events and make it really easy to just experience Jesus and be Catholic and be part of the Catholic culture, which I think is really awesome.
What's your favorite event that you do? We see Restore everywhere. That looks pretty cool.
Yes, I love Restore. It's Wednesday, the first Wednesday of the month at night, and it's an adoration. We normally have a student testimony, which can be really inspiring, especially as an underclassman, seeing how like seniors have grown throughout the years. And then there's beautiful music every time and confessions available, which there's just so many great opportunities.
All right, Bruce's quick quiz for seniors. Do you know where you're going after you graduate here, or are you still discerning?
I'm kind of stuck between UNL and K-State, but I think I'm leaning K-State.
All right. Okay, well, good luck to you, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. God bless. Next, we get a chat with Jamie Tran. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning.
Tell us what grade you're in and what you're involved in.
I'm a senior at Pius, and I'm involved in marching band, student council, National Honor Society, tennis, and swimming.
Tennis. I played tennis in high school and in college as well, and I loved every minute of it. So what, as a tennis player at Pius, what do you love about being a student athlete?
I love that I get to play the sport with a team, because tennis is a very individual sport and it's all about yourself. But then once you get to Pius, you have teammates that you could cheer on, and it's really fun to watch your teammates play and like cheer with them when they're winning.
We saw that faith formation, and we've learned about faith formation being so important with the students at Pius. How do they bring faith formation into the student athletes curriculum?
So a lot of the times we pray before our matches to like help us before we start, and for state the day before, we always have a mass dedicated to us that we all go to, so that it helps us for the next day for state.
Excellent.
Yeah, well, wonderful.
Good luck to you for the season, Jamie. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to talk with Jackson Roberts. Good morning, Jackson. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Tell us what grade you're in and what you're involved in.
Well, I am in 12th grade. I'm a senior, and I am involved in theater at Pius, as well as extracurricular choirs and campus ministry.
Are you going to be singing a little bit for us today before we're done?
I don't think so. Sorry.
You're not part of that?
No.
Okay.
Well, tell us about what you're involved in theater and choir.
Well, theater, we have four productions a year as of this year. And choir, our curricular choirs, we go through a whole set every concert. We have four concerts a year. And then we have extracurricular choirs where we compete during the late winter and early spring months.
And what do you love about it?
There's both quantity and quality. There's no only doing a little amount and doing big things. We sing so many things, and we impact so many people with every single different piece we perform. It is really cool to just have such a variety, a big repertoire that is impressive for a high school audience, yeah.
And we've heard about the beautiful music that is performed. Are you the one performing all of that beautiful music?
I mean, I wouldn't say all of it, but I participate.
Okay, and what does it do for your soul?
It's uplifting. I find myself really tired during my senior year. There's so much to do and so much I'm doing. But after choir class, it's just really easy to walk out just full of energy and smile on my face.
Yeah. Are there any competitions that are involved?
So yeah, our competitions is for our show choir. We compete against usually like 10 to 20 other choirs at an event during the weekends, like I said, late winter, early spring.
Well, wonderful.
Thanks, Jackson. Yeah, appreciate
thanks.
It. Good luck to you. Next, we're going to chat with Hector Barbosa Ramos. Good morning, Hector.
Good morning.
So, Hector, tell us what grade you're in and what you're involved in.
I'm a senior, and I'm a part of Chess Club and National Honor Society.
Chess Club? I love it. What got you involved in Chess Club?
It was actually the National Honor Society. So, there is a requirement to be, it's called leadership, and it's to be involved in at least two clubs per semester. So I decided to get into chess, and also my friend kind of got me into it.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Are you good at it?
I'm decent at it. I'm not the best, but I'm getting better.
Can you beat family members?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, nice. Well, very fun. That's something you'll be able to take with you forever. You'll be able to teach it to people and play in college. My son and his first college roommate, they played an ongoing game of chess like for an entire semester. It was something that was kind of fun for them. So that's something you can take with you forever. In fact, taking with you, what are you going to take with you from the halls here at Pius that you think that you'll remember, that you'll love about going to school here?
Probably just how much I've grown in my faith, you know, learning about and the ability to practice, you know, these virtues and just being able to grow as a person.
Can I ask him your senior question?
Yeah. What are you going to do after you graduate here from Pius, or are we still discerning?
I plan on going to UNO.
UNO. All right.
What are you studying, Hector?
Software engineering.
Oh, excellent. Well, good. Well, thank you very much. Good luck to you. Faith is our last student that we're going to talk to for this round. Good morning, Faith. Tell us your full name and what grade you're in and what you're involved in.
Good morning. My name is Faith Venable, and I'm a senior, and I do volleyball at Pius.
And what do you love about playing volleyball here?
I love the atmosphere that Pius gives us. All the coaches, all the teachers provide so much support to their athletes and always encourage us to be the best.
Yeah. Now, Faith, you've also signed on at UNO, so we've got a couple of them heading to the University of Nebraska at Omaha.
Are you playing volleyball there?
Yes.
Oh, how exciting! Congratulations! Yeah.
Thank you.
And what are you going to be studying? Do you know yet?
Yeah, I'm going to major in journalism, and then I think I'm going to go on to be like a news reporter.
Very good.
Tell us about your experience as a student athlete at Pius X.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, definitely having school and then having athletics on top can be a bit of a struggle, but I think the teachers, the coaches, the teammates all make it so much easier and make it so much enjoyable.
Well, God bless you, Faith. Thanks for being with us this morning. Have a great day.
Thanks for a little bump, set, and spike.
We get to talk now with dual credit class people, and Dominic Tran is the first person. Dominic, tell us what grade you're in and what you're involved in.
Hi, my name is Dominic Tran. I am a senior here at Pius X High School, and I'm involved in a couple different things. I do theater, I do choir, I do band, I do track and field, and like I play the electric guitar for show band, for our show choir here. And I also involved in a bunch of different classes here at Pius.
What's dual credit? What's dual credit classes mean? Tell us about that.
Dual credit classes are essentially like college level courses that you can take in high school that will account for credit you take in college. And so like you can take credits for classes like AP Physics or AP Calculus, and those credits will count for your entry level gen eds that you take in college, which save a lot of time, a lot of money, like thousands of dollars in the long run, the more classes you take. And it can save you whole semesters of time, and you can get straight into your major sooner and more decisively, like, specialize in what you want to do.
Did you know that when you started high school here?
I didn't, no. I found out about dual credit, I think, my sophomore year of high school when I was planning on taking accelerated physics here at Pius. And my brother, who took the AP Physics class here at Pace, he mentioned that you could take it as a dual credit class through the University of Omaha, and you could basically save like thousands of dollars and a lot, like a whole semester of time getting both Physics 1 and Physics 2 done.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's really cool.
So, Dominic, what do you plan to declare for as a major in college?
As of now, my plan is to major in aerospace engineering. Oh. My dream school is to go to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in Cambridge for aerospace, and I'm really excited because I've taken some really hard courses this year. I've taken advanced chemistry, AP physics, and AP calculus, and I feel like those classes have prepared me best for this major because I'm really excited to really go out into the world and like innovate and invent. Really
Dominic,
cool
we need you. The wheels are falling off of airplanes, and we need you to make sure these airplanes are staying together. So thank you so much, Dominic. We appreciate you being with us this morning. Allison is also with us. Allison, tell us your full name, what grade you're in, and what you're involved in.
Hi, my name is Allison Thabnett, and I'm a senior here at Pius. I'm involved in the girls' soccer program, campus ministry, and National Honor Society.
And so dual credit, you're also a dual credit person. What type of classes are you taking, and did you know that you were going to do that?
So some of the dual credit classes are newer here at Pius. So my AP statistics class, this is the first year that dual credit has been offered, and AP biology, and also college prep writing. I'm also taking dual credit.
Now, so, what campus ministries are you involved in?
Campus ministry helps me get involved in my faith life more and help me bring more of my friends into the faith atmosphere at Bice.
Oh, that's a beautiful answer, Alan. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thanks for being with us on Spirit Mornings. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Next, we get to talk with Lucy Ring. Is this Lucy?
Yes.
Lucy, tell us what you're involved in.
I am involved in campus ministry, and I'm on National Honor Society, and I'm also on the dance team here at Pius.
Dual credit classes that you've taken, and how have they impacted your pursuit of what you plan on doing?
I am currently taking AP Biology, AP Statistics, and dual credit Spanish, and last year I took college prep and writing, and they are helping me pursue. I want to be a speech pathologist, and so biology and statistics has really helped me, and college prep and writing has also helped me write essays and applications for colleges.
Has there been a teacher that's been very influential for you?
I would say my Spanish teacher, Maestra Hayes, has been very influential because she pushes me to be a better student, and she's very patient and determined.
So, Lucy, you said that you were part of campus ministry.
Yes.
What do you love about being on campus ministry?
I love the community of campus ministry and how everyone is very dedicated to growing their faith. And it's just such a supportive and positive community that I love to be involved in.
Thanks, Lucy. Appreciate it.
Easton Goobel's with us. So what dual credit classes have you taken here at Pius? And how do you feel they're going to benefit your overall education going forward?
I've taken lots of classes that are dual credit. I'm in Spanish and Pace Physics and Calc right now. And then I also took Stats last year and the college prep writing classes. And I think they'll just help benefit me because it's helped me learn like how to study better and apply myself in different ways. And it also has given me lots of credits going into college, and it'll let me go in as a sophomore.
Oh, man. So you'll be starting at sophomore level in college?
Yes.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. That's very cool.
Yeah. Where are you planning on going?
I'm going to go to UNL.
Oh, very good.
What else are you involved in here, Easton?
I play basketball. I'm in campus ministry, and then I'm the student council president.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, very cool. Done. I see you have that beautiful bracelet with this basically a rosary around your wrist. So what has your faith life been entailing here at Pius X?
Pius has really allowed me just to make the faith my own, and really it's given me an atmosphere that's allowed me to just take off when it comes to the faith with different retreats and different teachers and seeing priests every day has been really special here.
Oh, that's great. A beautiful answer, Easton. Thanks. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and your future endeavors.
Thank you.
We're going to chat with Mila. Mila Waite, what grade are you in and what are you involved in?
I am a junior at Pius, and I'm involved in cross country, track, and then I do dual credit courses at Southeast Community College.
What's that mean? So you go off campus?
Yeah, so every day after fourth period, I go over to SCC and I take a 2-hour lecture.
And what is it in? What are you studying?
So I'm in the Ag Bioscience program, so I'm in chemistry and animal biology.
Do you come from a farm family?
I do not.
Oh, this is exciting. So what drew you to that?
I want to be a large animal veterinarian, so just kind of trying to get towards that goal.
That's pretty lofty. Wonderful. That's amazing. So what do you love about being able to go to school, go to a Catholic school?
I love that I can just like express my faith and just kind of be able to talk about it openly.
Veterinarian, so she's got it going on. This is amazing with dual credit. Well, thank you, Mila. Have a great day.
You. Yeah, thanks, Mila.
You too.
It's Spirit Mornings on the Spirit Catholic Radio Network. We're going to hand that to the director there, Jared Wilhelm. Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good. What will they be performing for us?
We're going to play September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Right. A couple months off, but that's great. We remember.
Yeah. might be dancing on the tabletop.
So what do you do here? How long have you been a teacher here?
I've been here 14 years. I'm the department chair for the fine arts, and then I teach all the bands and we have an orchestra that's new this year, so that's fun too.
Okay. Wow, great.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so you can just put that microphone down, and whenever you're ready to go,
we'll be joyful noise.
Hearing the song September from the student band at Pius X. Yeah. student-led?
Yeah.
And what's your name?
Matilda.
Matilda, very nicely done. Thank you very much. Take a bow, or band to take a bow. Thanks for being with us this morning at Pius the 10th, the Spirit Mornings Heartland Tour. Incredible. What a lineup we had. Thanks, guys. You did amazing. So we had Jared Wilhelm, the director of the band, and all of the band students. We're going to wrap things up here at Pius the 10th High School. Thanks so much for everybody that was shared so much wonderful insight. We had former teachers at Pius the 10th that were former students telling us all about the great things they learned in the hallways, and then now they get to transfer those. I think one of the sweetest things that we heard was one of the teachers, I believe it was Jessie, she said about how she felt in her heart of hearts that she related to how she felt as a student now as a teacher. She said she understands what the teachers were doing, really caring for her when she was a student here, and now that transpired because she and all of her coworkers are caring and want the best for all of the students at Pius the 10th.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
I thought that was very sweet.